New inflation numbers show it's still at bay.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Welcome to the Morning Open, our look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. U.S. consumer prices rose a little in August, but all the gains came in energy and food. Those categories are volatile, so they really are not the main gauges of inflation. We'll say more about that in a moment. Where's Wall Street? Dow Industrials are up 28 points, about a quarter of a percent at 10,622. The S&P 500 is up a third of a percent. The leader is the NASDAQ, up almost four-tenths of a percent after strong profit reports from Research in Motion, maker of the BlackBerry, and also from the software giant Oracle. Let's say good morning to our Friday regular. Chief Economist Chris Lowe at FTN Financial joins us live from Connecticut this time. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
As I said, the prices that economists watch when they're assessing inflation were flat in August. Again, should I be worried that prices aren't going up?
Well, yeah, that's right. Look, there was a little bit of inflation, but it was energy, and it's reversed in September already.
Mm-hmm.
While consumers are likely to be relieved that prices aren't rising, it's symptomatic of a lack of growth in income. And that, of course, comes from the fact that the unemployment rate is stuck between 9.5 and 10.
Right. Well, so if inflation is so non-existent, Chris, how come gold keeps hitting record highs, $1,280 an ounce now?
That's right. The rise in gold to a record is telling us not so much that investors are worried about inflation, because there's 100 measures in the markets telling us they're not. What it is an indication that people are worried about turmoil in financial markets, which continues, and even the risk of sovereign default, the cost of insuring government debt, has increased in the last couple of months, suggesting that we're even worried about that.
Okay, so we just have a few seconds left, Chris, but overall, a flat inflation, is it just a symptom, or is it a bit of a worrisome development in itself?
Well, it's symptomatic of, as I said, the lack of pricing power of businesses and the lack of income of consumers. It is not yet full-blown deflation,
right,
which is a good thing, because that would indicate real economic problems. But it does indicate that that risk is still out there.
Chief Economist Chris Lowe at FTN Financial, thank you.
You're welcome.
Today we learn the result of a shareholder vote on the merger of United and Continental Airlines. The deal would create the world's biggest airline. Chicago Public Radio's Tony Arnold looks at what it would mean for the industry and for passengers.
Mergers have become the name of the game in the wild blue yonder. First, there was U.S. Airways America West, then Delta Northwest. Now, the mother of all mergers, United and Continental. Joe Schwederman is an aviation expert at DePaul University. He says all the consolidation is a sign. There isn't much natural growth left in the airline industry.
We're in kind of a new era now where the growth is not being driven by announcements and new services. It's by combining.
But Schwederman says all that combining means fewer players and less competition, and passengers should expect to be digging deeper into their pockets.
No question there's going to be some upward price pressure, especially for business travelers.
There will still be some odds and ends to work out with the FAA and the Department of Transportation. Schwederman says that could take up to a year. In Chicago, I'm Tony Arnold from Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com. By the new Rosetta Stone, introducing their latest advancement in language learning, version 4 Totali. Information at rosettastone.com/APM. And by Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at vanguard.com/public radio.
Consumer and environmental groups will be watching the Food and Drug Administration this weekend. The FDA will begin meetings that could lead to the first ever approval of a genetically modified animal. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, Rob Manning reports on this experimental fish.
A company called Aqua Bounty wants to grow Atlantic salmon faster and bigger. They plan to do that by injecting genes into Atlantic salmon eggs from king salmon and a fish called an eel pout. Former Aqua Bounty consultant Val Giddings says the hybrid fish is cheaper to raise.
cutting time to the market in half and reducing feed requirements by 10 to 20%, you know, those are significant gains that don't require further explanation.
But environmental groups worry the fish would wreak havoc with the West Coast's dwindling salmon populations. Gidding says the GMO salmon would be kept away from the wild population in closed pens. Fisheries economist Astrid Schultz with Oregon-based EcoTrust says fish have escaped from farms in the past. She says scientists commissioned by the FDA singled out GMO salmon as a species to be concerned about.
Their genes that are engineered to accelerate growth could compete more successfully for both food and mates than wild salmon.
More broadly, environmentalists say that going from engineering crops to modifying animals raises big ethical questions. At the very least, environmental and consumer groups want labels on GMO fish. But industry consultant Val Giddings says the fish doesn't need a label because it's safe to eat.
It's very easy to make an emotionally appealing argument. Consumers have a right to know. Consumers have a right to not be misled and have false fears raised.
Giddings and Schultz agree that the FDA will likely approve modified salmon, but officials say it's at least 18 months before they'll get to market. In Portland, I'm Rob Manning for Marketplace.
And here's the week's business news in a Marketplace Minute. Airlines are merging. Helter Skelter. Northwest got bought out by Delta. America West, U.S. Air, TWA is no longer there. Today, it just might be decided. Will Continental fly United? Soon there'll be just one airline around, and they'll charge you a fee if you want to sit down. Extend the tax cuts? Yes, but which? Everybody? Just the rich? Tea partiers say cut them all, but they might cut the GOP this fall. Healthcare opponents are showing endurance. You can't make me buy insurance. And honk if you're into Basel III. And I'll see you at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke. I'm tweeting at Bill Radke Radio.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.